Welcome to Two Larrys and a Mic. It's episode 9, Naughty or Nice Christmas Tunes Through the Years. Lost Christmas Parodies, the most irritating Christmas songs.
I got some of those.
Radio Tales and a Holiday Christmas Moment or Two just for the Star City. I'm Larry Doughty.
I'm Larry Bly.
Mike?
Mike has become a Salvation Army bell ringer.
He's doing an excellent job.
Making more money than we are, baby.
So put a little bit in the red kettle for Mike, would you please? So I guess before we begin episode 9, we should probably remember Charlie Pride.
Yeah, Charlie Pride. He was a good one. He really was.
Kiss an angel good morning. Let her know you think about her when you're gone.
And so many hits. I guess the one that really goes to the top is Kiss an Angel Good Morning.
And I guess this morning he can actually do that if he wants to.
Yes, yes.
There's one thing that can happen this morning, mm-hmm. thanks to the new crackdown on COVID in Virginia. There's another thing that can't happen.
What?
You want to know that is?
What?
Well, first of all, Charlie can kiss an angel good morning.
Right.
Literally.
Right.
But Patsy Cline will no longer be able to go walking after midnight. It's illegal. You can't do it. No, she could be arrested.
That's true. She could wait till 5 in the morning.
It's true.
If that's all right. But Charlie Pride passed away in Dallas, Texas from complications related to COVID-19.
That's sad.
He was 86, born in Sledge, Mississippi.
I had no idea he had all those hits. See, I never played country music in my broadcast career, so I really didn't know. That he had more. I thought he had 3 hits, and I thought that's all he had. The man had a large number of hits.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, Kiss an Angel Good Morning was one that crossed over. So, he had just so many. What was it I heard the other day? That Elvis was the only artist who sold more records than Charlie Pride for RCA Victor Records.
Yeah, that's true.
That's pretty impressive to come in second behind Elvis, so not too bad. Charlie had 52 top 10 country hits, including 29 number ones, and was the first African-American performer to appear on the Grand Ole Opry stage since DeFord Bailey made his debut in the 1920s.
Bailey?
DeFord.
DeFord.
DeFord Bailey.
Did they just call him, was his first name Duh?
Oh, they could have got him confused.
Who was DeFord
with the car.
Bailey?
I don't know, but it's something for us to look into. Charlie Pride became an Opry member in 1993, and in 2000, he was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. And he even appeared on the Lawrence Welk show. Apparently, he was a Hank Williams fan. And when he made his debut on the Lawrence Welk show with the Bubble Machine, he performed Hank Williams' Lovesick Blues.
How about that?
Oh, we have a correction from episode 8.
Yeah, I made a boo-boo.
Yeah, Edie Gourmet was not married to Robert Goulet.
She was not shacking up with Robert Goulet.
Well, you know, when you said that, I thought, you know, anything is possible.
Well, everybody
it's
knows.
Hollywood.
Now everybody knows it was Steve and Edie. Edie Gourmet. Sorry about that. I just got off on the wrong track.
Well, apparently our research department mistakenly said that. And we're going to blame this mistake on the bossa nova.
No, I thought maybe my medication had kicked in or something. I was so embarrassed when I heard that. I went, what is wrong with you?
Yeah. We're not going to have the Rockettes for the Christmas show either.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and the governor is to blame because he dropped the social gathering limit to 10. What are you going to do with 10 Rockettes?
Nothing. There's nothing you can do.
Yeah. So I guess back to social distancing, wear your mask, the midnight to 5 a.m. curfew.
The Grinch has taken over Christmas. I'll just tell you, the Grinch
has
taken
over. Yes, indeed. All right, shall we dive into episode 9 of Two Larrys and a Mic?
Oh, absolutely.
What do you say we kick it off with some really good or some favorites over the years? Steve Lawrence, Edie Gourmet, huge holiday hit for the two of them. They put it on their 1964 album, That Holiday Feeling. Many thought it was called Happy Holidays. It's just one holiday.
Is that terribly important?
I probably not. It was composed by Irving Berlin in 1952. Bing Crosby recorded it in 42. Yeah, Irving Berlin in 42, and then Bing in 42. Happy Holiday was introduced by Bing Crosby and Marjorie Reynolds. You know her?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I just saw the movie the other night.
Really? Holiday Inn.
Yeah. Holiday Inn. Yeah. But you know what? The version I saw, they'd already changed it to White Christmas. So they're, I mean, it's the same movie, but they retitled it because, of course, that song became the signature song.
Yeah.
So anyway.
So and apparently it wasn't a Christmas song originally.
No.
Happy Holiday.
No, I don't think so. But it was, you know, let's have a show. It was a movie about let's have a show and raise some money or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I get it.
It was a good movie, though. I watched it the other night, and I just, I think I might have teared up a little bit here and there. Mostly because of Derbingle's terrible toupee, but other than that, you know, made me a little sad.
I guess this time of year, everybody thinks of White Christmas. Mm. That came out in 1954.
Of a white Christmas.
A musical starring Bing Crosby, Danny Kaye, Rosemary Clooney. Let's see, what are you a fan of Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree?
Oh, I love Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Yeah, Brenda Lee.
A lot of people have done it since then, but nobody has done it as well as the original with Miss Brenda Lee.
Yeah. What was she, like 13?
Well,
she recorded that,
she was pretty young when she started to record. Well, she was Sweet Nothings was her first hit, and she was 13 when she did that. She may have been all of 13 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
But she did. I think she was a little older than that when she did Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. She had been around a little bit at that point.
There was also a song written by Robert Wells, a fellow by the name of Mel Torme.
Oh, yes.
He needed to work on that voice, you know, so he could be successful.
The Velvet Fog.
Well, it was 1945 when they wrote a song called The Christmas Song, also known as Chestnuts Roasting by an Open Fire.
Fabulous song.
Yeah,
written in the middle of summer, by the way. It was.
And that's just it. A lot of Christmas songs are recorded back in the summer.
Mel said that he came in off the tennis court, and the lyrics... I think the lyrics were on sitting on the piano.
Yeah.
His co-writer had left them there. Mm-hmm. And he sat down and wrote, you know, the song, wrote the melody. In the middle of summer, he's sitting there in tennis togs, sweating. Yeah, that's the way it goes.
Andy Williams, It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year, recorded in 1963 on his first Christmas album. But get this, the record company, Columbia Records, apparently, they weren't really pushing that song that year. They were more wanting Andy to do White Christmas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, so I guess they had to wait a year. And Perry Como, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Did you know it had another title?
No.
Yeah. It's Beginning to Look Like Christmas was the original title.
But that's missing a syllable that you need to sing the song.
I know.
Well, whatever.
There's just so many good Christmas songs. And, of course, there are so many bad Christmas songs, too.
Well, speaking of which, one of the big ones, which was featured Sunday morning on CBS, was Feliz Navidad. An actual sit-down interview with Jose Feliciano, whom I had never seen interviewed before in my entire life, and he's a fascinating guy. But he wrote that song, and he says, yep, I can't get away from it. It's, you know, it's one of my big hits, although he had other big hits.
Yeah.
Of the most repetitive?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. I only have three. These are my top three.
Oh,
I could think of about 15, by the way, if you wanted me to.
Okay.
Number one on the most monotonous and repetitive Christmas songs ever, especially for disc jockeys to play over and over and over. You're guaranteed to drive any DJ nuts after a dozen plays or more. Number one on the list would be The Little Drummer Boy, which, as you know, was sung by the Singing Nuns and Sister Mary Elephant. I do believe it. Sister Mary Elephant was not a part of the Little Drummer Boy. But I tell you, that was, don't get me wrong, beautiful song. The second one is The 12 Days of Christmas by anybody. I don't care who sings it. I don't hear it. By the time the sixth drummer drumming, I just bring me a pearl-handled pistol so I can shoot the record. It's horrible. By anybody. I mean, it's so repetitive.
Yeah.
And then, I think I actually have this one.
Oh, ring those Christmas bells.
Boing, boing, boing.
Ring those Christmas bells.
Peggy Lee, by the way. You can see how it just would drive you nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
Dong, ding, dong. Oh, the music of an open sleigh.
A nice, catchy tune about two times. Then I could see how it would get old.
And somebody at Sirius XM radio,
yeah.
Apparently just either they can't hear or they just don't realize what they're putting me through, because they must play this thing once every hour. Ring, dong, ding, dong. Oh, it's just awful. So anyway, that's my top three list.
I don't think I've ever heard that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that particular song.
Well, you know what? It's funny you would say that, because I never actually played that on the radio.
You skipped over it every time.
So we're Sirius XM got this thing. I don't know, but apparently it was real big on a Peggy Lee Christmas album.
And why?
And yes, and why?
Bing,
dong, ding. All right, it was now, such a fabulous singer.
I know those were the three that get under your skin.
Yeah.
I came up with the Naughty Christmas Songs list.
Oh, okay. I was hoping you did.
Which you may like these. I don't know. Some of them. Blue Christmas, Porky Pig. I liked it the first few times I heard it. Walking Around in Women's Underwear, Bob Rivers. He was a disc jockey, I think it was in Seattle, Washington, out on the West Coast. And he'd always come out with these great Christmas albums, but that was one of those that just got under my skin after 50 plays.
I never even heard it, and it's irritating to me.
Let me see what else. Jingle Bells, The Singing Dogs.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh.
I didn't realize that came out in 1955.
Well, I didn't either. I thought that came out in the 60s.
I did, too.
Well, that's interesting.
But,
teaching me all sorts of things.
Apparently, the dogs were at work way before we knew it.
Well, do you suppose that maybe it came out, but it wasn't a hit until the 60s? I mean, that's possible. Well,
and was it still a hit in the 60s?
I don't think so. It would have been better had it been so high that only dogs could have heard it.
Well, and you know why it was probably a hit.
Why?
I think it was on the RCA label.
Oh.
And you got the dog, Nipper.
Oh, I get
it. So, you know, it's a dog thing.
His master's voice.
Exactly, yes. Exactly. Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Oh, need I say any more?
Definitely so.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Now, that one I like by the Three Stooges.
Well, but that wasn't the hit. It was a 10-year-old from 1953, Gayla Peavy.
Gayla Peavy?
Yeah.
Huh. Part of the singing Peavy family.
Have you ever heard Dominique the Donkey?
It's Dominic the Donkey. I have, actually. Was that Monty?
Yeah,
Lou Monty. Lou Monty.
Lou Monty.
I actually have. In fact, I almost put that on this reel for you, because I came across it the other day, and I went, because I like Lou Monty. Yeah. Save the sheets for the table. He did all these funny pseudo-Italian songs.
Right.
And I actually sat here and listened to the singing donkey, and I went, oh, it was just awful.
Yes, it was. Have you ever heard the Happy Reindeer from Prancer, Dancer, and Nervous, the Singing Reindeer?
No.
My name is Prancer. I'm Dancer. My name is say, are you nervous?
Nope. We are Santa's reindeer. We've learned to sing this year.
No. Well, I hope we only have to hear it during this podcast. That came out in 1959, and even though I thought this was cute at the time, it could wear on you. Santa Claus is Watching You, Ray Stevens.
Yeah, that's a fun one.
Now, baby doll, sweet pie, sugar plum, honey bun, angel face, you know you better be good. And act like a true fine lover should. Be careful what you say and do. Santa Claus is watching you.
He's everywhere. He's everywhere.
So anyway, that's my list of naughty Christmas songs.
And nothing's going to change your mind.
And nothing is going to change my mind.
Okay.
Now, I do have some fun parodies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Stan Freberg.
Obviously, you came far more prepared than I did today.
You know, I still have to impress Santa between now and then. But Stan Freberg... Green Christmas. I love that song. Of course, if you don't know about Stan.
Well, it wasn't really much of a song. was more of a spoken thing.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like I needed a play to go with it.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Bah, humbug, everybody.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Well, the meeting will come to order if you please.
But, he was just a genius. Author, actor, comedian, radio genius, advertising, creative director. Spent more than 70 years in the business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, Green Christmas, I always loved that that song about this time of year. Snoopy versus a Red Baron.
Was the night before Christmas, 40 below, when Snoopy went up in search of his foe, spied the Red Baron, fiercely they fought.
What could go wrong there?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Okay.
Royal Guardsmen.
Who were the Royal Guardsmen? Do we know where they were from? Know anything about them?
Let me see.
Because they had a couple of hits, but, I don't know anything about them.
The Royal Guardsmen were originally called the Poshmen, but went with Royal Guardsmen during the British invasion of music, which was led by the Beatles.
How about that?
So there's a little bit behind that. And, of course, we can't leave out the Chipmunk song.
Oh, yeah, let's do. Let's leave out the Chipmunk song. So, and it turns out, by the way, I'm on my way home the other day listening to Sirius XM again. I think I'm listening to them too much, Larry. It's not healthy. And they ran another Chipmunk Christmas song I'd never heard, but I can't tell you what the title was. I'm in the car. I can't write anything down. I can hardly drive, as you know, when I'm in the car. But I don't need all of that. But, yeah, there was another Christmas song. It must have been a follow-up, I think, to whatever that was.
Oh, and one more. I know we had mentioned in a previous show Spike Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Spike Jones and his City Slickers, 1948, All I Want for Christmas.
Is My Two Front Teeth.
That's right.
Yeah. So probably had the version of it, I think. I can't remember the name of the guy. He was a very big guy. He was a trumpet player for him.
Uh-huh.
And he did that whistling through his teeth thing.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He would do entire routines where he would go trying to be and spit in people's faces while he was talking to him. Yeah. Oh, that's some great ones. You need to pull it up on YouTube sometime.
Oh, that's good. All right. Well, we'll check that out. Are we up to the point of seconds guessing now?
We are.
Okay. And what are we doing this time around?
Well, we're going to do Christmas songs, but most of them I think you're going to... Oh, and by the way, we do have... Let me search around here in the old bag. What you will win today is world-famous Claxton fruitcake. I found this one in my Christmas closet. It goes back 15 years. As good as the day it was made. Look at that. It's still got its color and everything. Isn't that beautiful? You think I'm kidding. You're taking it home.
I love fruitcake, though. That's the thing.
Well, okay.
So I'm feeling the pressure.
Then that's yours.
Okay, thank you.
For once, you got something you could actually leave the studio with, okay?
Well, I'm still trying to figure out how to put that slinky to good use after the last time.
But most of these are real easy.
Okay, all right. Let's.
And I'm going to give you that Claxton cake because I don't.
You just want to get rid of it, don't you?
Not one of my favorite things.
All right, here we go.
I don't want me to besmirch the Claxton family. I'm sure they're wonderful people.
Somebody waits for you. Kiss her once for me.
It's a holly jolly Christmas.
That was an easy one, wasn't it?
That's Burl Ives, right?
Burl Ives.
Okay.
Easy peasy.
Halls of Balls of Holly. Brenda Lee. Rockin' Round.
Rockin' Round the Christmas Tree.
Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun.
Jingle Bell Rock.
By whom? Bobby Helms.
I knew that.
Bobby Helms.
Yeah.
She didn't see me creep.
Oh, boy, you got
down the stairs to have a peep.
Did this guy have teeth?
I don't know.
Well, you know what the song is. come on, Lair.
I saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. God,
easiest one on earth. Well, I don't expect you to remember who the guy did it.
I was hung up on who it was.
Jimmy Boyd.
Okay.
Whoever Jimmy Boyd was, I don't know. He's had a strange voice.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Jose Feliciano and Feliz
Navidad. Just mentioned it a few minutes ago. This one you might have a little bit of trouble with. This one was well before your time, and I don't remember if I ever played this on radio.
Just like the ones I used to know.
I have heard it before.
Well, it's a wonderful, wonderful version of White Christmas by the Drifters.
Ah.
And it got played at a lot of radio stations. Yeah, it wasn't like one of the big hits, but anyway.
Decorations of red.
Elvis. Absolutely. Blue Christmas.
Anyway.
The mood is right.
Wonderful Christmas.
The spirit's up. We're here tonight.
McCartney.
And that's enough.
Simply have a wonderful Christmas time.
You know, I think that's one I have never gotten tired of.
Oh, man, that's a great one. It really is.
Yeah, that and Step Into Christmas.
Yeah.
Elton.
By Elton John. Yeah. And here's another one.
A beautiful shine. We're happy tonight. Walking in a
Winter Wonderland. Is that Aretha?
It is Aretha. Okay. She had a great version of that song.
Yeah.
She really did.
That is good.
That's one of the better versions of it, in my opinion. Uh-huh. Now, here.
Pretty pencils to write I love you.
It's pretty paper, right?
Yep.
Yeah, but I can't tell you who did it.
Roy Orbison.
That was Roy, okay.
Absolutely. Now, we've got a bonus round.
Okay.
You knew I was going to throw a couple of clinkers in. I don't expect you to get either of these because I couldn't get either of these.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Fill every stocking you find. The kids are going to love you so. Leave a doll.
Sounds like James Brown.
It is.
Leave a doll for Mary.
Leave a toy for Mary.
I never heard that.
Well, that's,
I like it, though.
Well, Santa Claus Goes Straight to the Ghetto.
That's
the name of the song by James Brown.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It wasn't a big hit, but you know what? It's a really good record. It really is.
Yeah, it really is.
It's everywhere. It's
we talked about this.
Yeah.
Ray Stevens.
Christmas Eve.
Santa Claus is everywhere. Is everywhere.
Yes, he is. Oh, that's good.
So anyway, there you go.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Well, I will eat this Claxton fruitcake and be proud of every bite.
I'm glad you like it. By the way, it really isn't 15 years old. I just picked it up at Food Lion the other day.
Well, I will eat that proudly because I do like fruitcake.
Good. I'm glad I gave you something.
There
like.
You go.
Radio? We have something very special from Bart Prater, Christmas Pass.
Okay.
Quite frequently, Bart would go in production studio and just produce something to amuse himself and run it during a commercial break or who knows when during his show.
Right.
And so one Christmas, he ran these a couple of times on the air. I don't think they ran a lot, but he would just throw it in just to see if anybody was paying attention. And so this is kind of cute.
For that special person on your Christmas list, for the man who has everything but wants more, the ultimate gift, an entire town. Imagine the smile on his face Christmas morning as he walks down the streets waving to onlookers and passers-by and knows it all belongs to him. This is his town. The town of Vinton is now available for the truly discriminate giver, for the tasteful person who demands the gift he gives is something special, something unique, something that will be remembered. The town of Vinton, complete with over 1,300 buildings, 24 miles of roadway, and best of all, 3,000 people of your very own. The town of Vinton. Available options sold separately. Only $29.95. Batteries not included.
We'll have another one of those in a couple of minutes, by the way.
We will. $29.95,
huh? $29.95. Who knew? Wow, such a deal. Anyway.
Now, that was a great radio moment.
Well, you know, it was, wasn't it?
That's
I want to play for you a song that really is not a Christmas song.
Mm-hmm.
But every Christmas when I was on the air, after it came out, of course, I would play this song because it just reminded me of Christmas because it talks about the snow on the ground and it has sleigh bells.
Oh.
And I like playing it because it broke up the monotony of all the, you know, Christmas stuff. And this is Gordon Lightfoot. It's so pretty. And it's called Song for a Winter's Day. We'll play just a little of it. You see how pretty this is.
Okay.
lamp is burning low upon my tabletop. The snow is softly falling. The air is still, the silence of my room. I hear your voice softly calling.
Song ends this way, so pretty.
Oh, that is pretty.
Is that not just the loveliest thing?
Yeah, you know, I picture the roaring fire, something to drink.
Did you ever see him at a concert?
Yeah, I saw him.
Civic Center, yeah.
Yeah, one time at the Civic Center. A little eggnog, maybe a little fruitcake.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to do radio tales.
Going to do a radio tale.
Okay.
Yeah. My first Christmas working at a radio station was at WHBG in Harrisonburg. And I got in there, and they told me, you'll work here from noon until sign-off. It was about 6.5 hours. It was the entire Christmas day. And I think, wow, just me all day at the radio station. And I had visions of family sitting around the tree listening to me with rapt attention.
Right.
And I get to the station, the guy before me says, you see that stack of albums there? Play them in the order that they're laying there because some of them are sponsored, so don't get them out of order. And I went, what? I have to play albums? He said, yeah. I said, you mean I don't get to play any music? No, you have to play these stupid albums. And he says, you see that big cartridge? Well, every other Christmas greeting is on there. And every other one you read live from this big stack of copy. And I went, really? So, like, when do I get to do anything? He said, well, once an hour you get to give the weather. So maybe throw your name in. So I went, well, this is just awful. So essentially I'm stuck playing all this awful music from Mantovani and Christmas songs from the syrupy Jackie Gleason album. I mean, this stuff would put you to sleep. And worse, Christmas songs from Mitch Miller. I mean, just tracking these albums 15 minutes at a time. And I'm sure that all the people who had just gotten transistor radios for Christmas were ready to throw them out the window with the stuff we were playing. And the station, by the way, you probably know this.
Mm-hmm.
The radio station is the dullest place on earth on Christmas Day.
Yes.
Because everyone's at home having fun with their families except you. And no one is at the station but the guy on the air. Even the mice have taken the day off and gone somewhere. They don't even turn on the lights in the lobby on Christmas Day. It's just the most grim place in the world. And if that wasn't bad enough, the Christmas greetings, those are the little things you had to read, were even worse than that. Things like, the guys down at Frank's Septic Service wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas, and we hope your new year is flush with goodwill and joy. It was that bad. I mean, it really was. I think they sold these things for $5 a piece. They probably collected cash.
Wow.
There's no telling what the station. And they ran these all day long. Or the terribly serious staff and management of Marvin's Funeral Home wish you the joy and much liveliness on this Christmas Day. And remember, we'll be the last to let you down. Stuff like that. It was just awful. It was grim. So I do that all day long. I mean, my mind is just turned to nothing, mush, you know, from listening to this stuff all day. And nobody knows that I've ever been there, nor do they even care. You know, I've given my whole day. Well, I was being paid. I didn't give it, but I wasn't being paid much. So I get home after dark. I have an hour to drive from the radio station out to the farm where I live. And I get there, and the house is dark.
Yeah.
And it's empty.
Yeah.
My family has gone off having fun with other family members. They've probably even forgotten all about me. They're having a great meal. I've had nothing all day.
Yeah.
And I found myself, and this is the poignant part of this.
Mm-hmm.
I may tear up just a little. I found myself being very sad. I sat down in the living room after I turned a light on, and I just sat there thinking, so this is what it's like to be grown up and a working man. This is just no fun at all. But then we know that people in radio never really grow up. So
true.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
That's that's
it was a big letdown for me. And I can tell you it probably was a really big letdown for the audience. I think ROV, by the way, I worked a couple of Christmases. I think they went away from the Christmas stuff at noon on Christmas, usually.
Yeah, or started phasing it out, yeah.
In fact, there was a very funny story about, I'm telling you another story. It's a funny story about Jack Fisher was working Christmas afternoon, and Bob Canada, the program director, had given strict instructions to not play any Christmas music after 12 noon.
Yeah.
And Jack says, it started snowing like crazy outside, and somebody called and said, I'm dreaming of White Christmas, could you just play that?
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, well, sure. He puts it on. And Canada, who must have lived at the radio station, comes roaring through the studio door and says, I told you not to play any. He says, it's not Christmas, it's snowing. It's a snow song. And he gave Jack a bunch of guff, and Jack picked up a great big an ashtray.
Threw an ashtray
at him? I cannot tell you how many ashtrays went across the room in main production and the main studio at ROV.
Oh, and that's good.
Threw it right past his head. Didn't get fired. He didn't get fired.
Do we have one more special Christmas deal from Bart?
We do.
Okay.
We do.
The sounds of Christmas. The distant melodies of carolers. The jingle of sleigh bells. And on Christmas morning, the laughter of small children around the Christmas tree as they frolic in the glow of wondrous gifts. Toy soldiers, delicate dollhouses, and the perennial favorite, a train set for that special boy on your Christmas list. This Christmas, don't make it just any train set. Make it the Norfolk and Western Railroad. Price on the NW Railroad has been slashed for Christmas. For just $82 million, you can give a gift that lasts a lifetime. The set includes over 6,000 miles of track with warehouses full of replacement parts. Give someone you love that real railroad feeling. The $82 million sale price includes 27 locomotives, flat cars, tanker cars, genuine old-fashioned passenger cars. And if you pay cash, NW will include railroad personnel and their families. You get a real live engineer, conductor, brakeman, and fireman. Put someone you love behind the throttle of the NW Railroad this Christmas. Imagine the joy as he motors through Ohio, Kentucky, West Virginia, the Carolinas, moving hogs, coal, cars, and people just like the real thing. The NW Railroad. Sale price at $82 million for Christmas.
Eastern Shops not included.
Very funny.
Some great memories.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And our fond memories of dear old Bart Prater. What a great guy.
Yeah.
He was a great pal of mine.
Indeed. Well, I guess that puts the wraps on our Christmas show.
Oh.
A little Christmas humor there.
It puts the wraps on it, all right.
Very, very little Christmas humor. But anyway, hey, thanks for joining us. If you like Two Larrys and a Mic, I hope you'll click on subscribe on your favorite podcast platform.
So anyway, Merry Christmas to you and yours.
And Merry Christmas back to you. If
Thank you.
Find you need some fruitcake, you know where to find it.
Yes, in the aisles, laying just right out in the open.
Yes. Hey, thank you so much for listening. Oh, Mike, is Mike doing anything special for Christmas?
No.
All right. Well, thank you. Happy holidays. Thank you for listening to our Christmas special. We'll see you in the new year. And I think our next episode, we're doing Elvis, right? Have a great holiday, and we'll see you next time. I'm Larry Doughty.
I'm Larry Bly.
Mike. See you next time for Two Larrys and a Mic.